Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. One congressman says the president needs to have his mental capabilities tested. Dave Collins has more.
GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country, and he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting that the situation may be too challenging for Biden.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the key to improving national security. In a social media post, he emphasized the urgency of reforming the asylum and parole systems due to illegal migration. McConnell insists on meaningful policy changes at the southern border before considering any supplementary national security legislation in the Senate. The U.S. ships fired on near Yemen were not actually the intended targets.
Missiles fired from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen toward a Navy warship, the USS Mason, were not intended for that vessel. That's according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
The vessels, the Mason and the Central Park, were not the intended targets. That said, I can't speak for what the intended target was.
The U.S. is committed to protecting its forces and will take necessary measures, though no specific strikes have been forecast. The incident follows numerous attacks on U.S. entities in the region amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Washington, D.C. had wind gusts yesterday of more than 30 miles an hour, 40 at the airport, and they knocked over the National Christmas tree. It was later in the afternoon, so crews worked into the evening to right it again and fix any lights or bulbs that were damaged in time for tomorrow's National Christmas tree lighting ceremony. When someone tells you to make sure your affairs are in order, this is why.
I-E-S-E-C-T.
Of Aretha Franklin's four sons have been fighting over the late singer's estate, a handwritten will that was found in a book in her home in 2018. A judge in Michigan finally made the decision that that was legally binding. The judge says three of the late singer's sons will each get one of Franklin's homes, and the rest of her belongings will be divided between her family. Mark Cuban says he's ready to leave Shark Tank. He told the Showtime podcast All the Smoke that the next season of the ABC series will be his last. Not that he needs the money. Cuban is apparently selling a majority stake of the Dallas Mavericks. The Adelson family is currently in the process of buying it. Miriam Adelson is the largest shareholder of the Las Vegas Sands. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, and my good friend David Rubin is going to be joining us, the native New Yorker, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, reporting live on the latest Israeli-Hamas war from Jerusalem. He's the author of the book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. David Rubin, shalom. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, so important to hear, you know, what is happening there in Israel with the Hamas war. We're, what, day 54 now?
Yes, we are. And I want to remind your viewers exactly why we were in this war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on October 7th, there was a massacre of Israeli civilians carried out by the Hamas terrorist organization, by hundreds of their fighters, and joined by many, many, many of their civilians, the Gazan civilians, who everyone is weeping over, that the Gazan civilians need humanitarian aid. I want to make it clear. That terrorist attack was carried out by terrorists and Gazan civilians, hundreds of them. And as a result of that attack, there are 1,200 Israelis dead from that attack, from that massacre, in which heads were chopped off, in which unborn babies from their mothers' wombs were torn out, in which children were burned alive and elderly people tortured brutally. Now, I'm sorry for being so graphic, but this needs to be said. And mm-hmm. people need to be reminded of this every time that we discuss what's going on in Gaza. And I'll just point out to you, Bill, and, you know, we've known each other for a long time.
Right.
And you know that I was wounded in a terror attack 20 years ago.
You and your son. Yes, exactly.
That's right. My son, who was then 3 years old, he was shot in the head. And I was shot in the leg, and we almost didn't survive. Thank God we did survive. And afterwards, I started the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund for the purpose of healing the trauma of terror victim children. So immediately after this terror attack, immediately after this massacre, it has to be called a massacre. It's not a terror attack. It's way beyond that. Mm-hmm. And immediately afterwards, we were contacted by the Israeli Defense Ministry because, you know, what does a defense ministry know about dealing with psychological trauma? But they had to suddenly get the all these families, or what was left of them after the murders, to get them out of the war zone and to get them to the center of the country, and then to have them treated for the deep, deep trauma that they were suffering from. So we immediately got to work. I got my emergency team from the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund to get to work in helping these massacre victims. And so you know, I just want to get it out there for any of your listeners. I'm sure you have many who who would like to stand with Israel. All they have to do is go to a simple URL that we've created, which is israelchildren.org. All they have to do is go to israelchildren.org, and they can partner with us. They can donate generously, God willing, and we can continue the fight in healing the trauma of the children that have been scarred for, I mean, I believe, for a couple of generations. But hopefully with the proper treatment, we can heal them.
Well, we know a lot more, and certainly all the great work that you've been doing, David, as a result of, you know, what happened to you and your son. We've learned a lot, but this is a process, what we've learned. And also the IDF knew, you know, right away that they needed to get someone like you and your organization involved, because to deal with this, this isn't something that is, you know, hey, we have a couple of meetings, we get together, we sit in a circle. I mean, this is, you know, PTSD at a level that's unimaginable. And for these young kids, and how many of these young kids that are coming, you know, coming back and, you know, they don't have their parents anymore. Their parents were murdered, you know, during this attack. And you know, you've got what, kids as young as 4 years old whose mom and dad aren't around anymore, and in some cases the parents were killed right in front of them. You know, this is horrific. There's no doubt. And David, I know that the video, you know, that and this video isn't necessarily just IDF. This is video that was captured by the terrorists themselves. They were bragging about it. And this video is circulating around the country. And I've had many friends in journalism who've been exposed to it. And they said, Bill, once you see it, you can't unsee it. It is the worst of humanity. And as you say, you know, to put it in perspective, you've got women who have been raped. They're dragged naked through the streets of Gaza, and Palestinians are standing on the side just cheering it on. So, you know, you've got to put all this in context, and I appreciate you laying this out, because people do not understand how debased and how horrific the actions of Hamas and the Palestinians that, you know, that co-conspired with them, you know, to render these evil acts, not only on Israel, but I say on the world, because, you know, they've made it clear that, yes, it is from the, you know, from the river to the sea, but, in, you know, every place else that is not Muslim is their target, right?
Yes, and let me explain very clearly about that. I mean, you've said a lot, and I do want to respond to it. First of all, there is a report that just came out that a 10-month-old baby hostage and his young brother, who in the picture looks like about 3 years old, which certainly gives me chills, and their mother were just announced dead. They were just announced that they're dead, the Hamas terrorist organization, in captivity, apparently killed them. So I just want to make it clear that we're dealing with savages. We're not dealing with humanity. I mean, to talk about providing humanitarian needs to such people is savage. Okay, we have an expression in Judaism: those who are merciful to the cruel will end up being cruel to the merciful. And it's very true, very true. So when they talk about from the river to the sea, by the way, They're talking about wiping out Israel off the map completely and killing every Jew. They've always said that, and they still believe in that. Another thing that's important to state is that the Hamas terrorist organization is only one of several terrorist organizations that are active in the Middle East. The most criminal is the Fatah terrorist organization.
David, real quick, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from David Rubin after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific.
David Rubin continues with us, the author of the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. He is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and he's reporting live from Israel, giving us an update on what is happening. David, as you were saying before the break, is that there are many groups like Hamas that are surrounding Israel. We've got Hezbollah to the north. We've got the Houthis out of Yemen. You've got still, you know, the Palestinian Authority and their groups that are happening out of the West Bank as well, right?
Yes, and the Fatah terrorist organization is the Palestinian Authority. I just want to be clear about that. The Palestinian Authority is responsible for far more terrorism than Hamas ever was. They're far worse. The only difference is that Hamas wears it on their coat label. So, I just want to be clear about that. Now, President Biden has been talking about handing over Gaza to Fatah after Israel liberates Gaza. But I want to be clear that we're liberating Gaza because Gaza is historically part of Israel. And, it's not only for security reasons. Yes, the security reasons are what is immediate and what is necessary. But Israel taking control of Gaza and expelling Hamas is the right thing to do morally and historically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and here we are, David. We're just coming off a Jubilee year. And, of course, in the culture, historically, traditionally, we have a return of the land. And I'm looking at it in a spiritual context and saying that this is God's hand himself that is returning his land. Not Arab land, but it is his land that he designated and sanctified and set aside for Israel. And that I am anticipating a return of Gaza, you know, to Israel, because it is God's chosen land. I've been telling people repeatedly, God does not need a real estate agent, does he?
No, he doesn't. And the truth is, neither do we. We have it all written very clearly in the best-selling history book of all time, which is the Bible.
Right, but you know, and you say, look at you want Biden's thinking, you know, the Palestinian Authority, the Fatah coming and rebuilding bazillions of dollars we'd have spent all over again, to rebuild the Gaza, but he doesn't really understand the nuance and the dynamics that are involved here. It's quite interesting because the Palestinians, they voted there in the Gaza, they voted, which essentially is Fatah and the Palestinian Authority, out, and the PA had to scramble to the West Bank, you know, to find some, you know, some acceptance. And you've got Abbas right now, whose reign and his administration is a bit tenuous, as he's not doing well, and he's getting older, right? So, this leaves a potential vacuum. Go ahead.
It's a little bit more complicated than that. And it's worse.
It's always more complicated. I understand. Go ahead.
It's worse than that. Mm-hmm. There was only one election since the Palestinian Authority was established in the 1990s by President Bill Clinton and
Yasser Arafat
of the PLO. Since it was established in the 1990s, they've only had one election because they don't believe in elections. Mm-hmm. But they did have one election, and it was in 2006. And in fact, that particular election, because it was the only election that they've ever had, that they've ever chosen to have, it got a lot of attention from the United States, and in fact, former President Jimmy Carter came to Israel, came to Gaza, and he confirmed that the elections were free and fair. Mm-hmm. And so it was in Gaza and all of the Arab towns in Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank. Mm-hmm. And guess who won? Hamas got 53% of the vote. This was all of the Gazan civilians voting, okay?
Right.
Carter said it was free and fair. So 53% voted for Hamas. 40-something percent voted for Fatah. So over 90%, that means, voted for the two biggest terrorist organizations in the Middle East.
Wow.
Now, so can we turn around and say, well, we have to look after their humanitarian needs. Israel can't be attacking civilians. Well, I have no guilt feelings about attacking civilians who are trying to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And if over 90% of them support that, so, you know, I rest my case.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that I get the opportunity here, and it's not going to happen, especially based on what you're saying and, you know, these elections that have taken place here, is that, you know, people want to say, well, you know, these Palestinians are fair-minded, they're peace-loving, but yet you see them on the streets supporting, you know, this kind of outrageous, horrific attacks on Israel, and they're not doing anything. I mean, they're not calling out the leadership and saying, here is Hamas, they're hiding here in my home, or they're hiding underneath underneath hospitals or schools. They're not calling them out. They're participating, and there is this. I tell you, David, when this first came up, of course, my former military background, it says that this is wrong on so many levels. This pause that's taking place, but this is what happens when you have people outside of the military orchestrating a war. You've got to let the military generals orchestrate the war and do what it is that their mission demands of them to do. The interruption by United Nations, outside parties, our own administration, Joe Biden, who I have no confidence in, and it scares me to all get out as a citizen of America to think that he's the commander in chief and he's interfering with what's going on in Israel. You've got to let the IDF do their job, and this interruption is taking place, and it's allowing, I'm of the mindset that it is allowing Hamas a reset to get ready to do a counterattack, and this is what this pause is causing. But I understand the pressure because of the hostages, but even on the hostage exchange, and I can tell you, David, people here in America, they're confused. You know, it's a 3-to-1 exchange. You're talking innocent hostages of Israel that are being, you know, given up for people. Again, we talk about these Palestinians that, you say, well, these are non-combatants, but yet these people were in jail because they attempted to kill Israelis, and we're letting these prisoners out that have already demonstrated this kind of hatred and a 3-to-1 exchange. Well, this just seems so wrong on so many levels. We got about a minute left here, so I'm going to let you summarize and take us out. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll just say this. The media is publicizing the release of the hostages. They are not publicizing the release of all of the three times of terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
30 terrorists for 10 hostages. They're not publicizing that, and how the terrorists are being greeted with candy and celebrations. There is nothing, and I'll go back to where we started, which is that the war is going to end eventually, and it will resume. Israel will win, God willing. But the trauma of the children will be lasting. And that's what we have to be focused on, because the Israeli army will win this war, God willing.
Well, David Rubin has been with us, the former mayor of Shalom Israel, direct from Israel, and reporting and getting us up to date on what is happening there with the Israel-Hamas war. David Rubin, Shalom, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. One congressman says the president needs to have his mental capability tested. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the key to improving national security. In a social media post, he emphasized the urgency of reforming the asylum and parole systems due to illegal migration. McConnell insists on meaningful policy changes at the southern border before considering any supplementary national security legislation in the Senate. The U.S. ships fired on near Yemen were not actually the intended targets, according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Rabbi Jason Sobel going to be joining us, the New York Times bestselling author, founder of Fusion Global. Going to be good to have him back. The last time, as you might recall, we talked about his bestselling book, Mysteries of the Messiah, Unveiling Divine Connections from Genesis to Today. Rabbi, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Shalom. Great to be
Shalom.
Back. Thank you so
yes.
much for having me.
Yeah, I was so excited when I saw your name. I said, oh my goodness, it's been so long since we've talked. And now a sad time, mixed emotions in light of all that is happening. Rabbi, I got to tell you, back then if we'd have talked and we knew that there was anti-Semitism, that was happening. But to the level that we're seeing, it demonstrated on the streets of America here inside our country is quite shocking for many of us here in the West.
It's really heartbreaking to see, and it's always beneath the surface, but even not far from where I live, there was a Jewish man killed in a protest yes. here in California. And so I just think now more than ever, it's important for America, for Christians to stand with Israel and let them know that Israel's not alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing we must take away from this, Rabbi, is that this is what war does. War brings the anger and hatred in all of us, and it makes us less than who we are. Whether it is people on the battlefield, others that are getting caught up in the emotions of it, that are intolerable. They cannot have a conversation. We cannot have a reasonable conversation with them because they're so sold out on their worldview and their ideology that the hatred is trumping peace and love.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to come in the spirit of Jesus, who says, you know, pray for those who persecute you, bless those who curse you. That has to be the spirit. At the same time, we recognize that what's happening in Israel, what's happening in the Middle East, it's not just political. It's first and foremost spiritual.
Yes.
And there is a demonic spirit behind this. Even the group Hamas, the first time Hamas is a word actually in the Bible, Genesis chapter 6, means violent. God destroyed the world in the days of Noah because there was violence. And what we saw then, that same spirit is being manifest today. And we have to take a stand, because it ultimately not just wants to destroy Israel and the Jewish people, but it hates Christians and a biblical worldview and biblical values as well.
Well, it hates all things that are God. That's really, you know, violence. I mean, that's against God. You know, God created the heavens, and in the beginning, right? He created the heavens and the earth. He brought peace. It wasn't chaos before. And you sense in the opening, you know, opening verses of Genesis, how the Holy Spirit was just hovering over the chaos. And it is the nature of this fallen world that it is cyclical. That chaos given place will come back. Darkness will come upon the land until people of the light, who are the light bearers, those who believe in Jesus, those that believe in God, come together. And this is what this opportunity tonight is all about. It is a demonstration of faith leaders across the globe, including yourself, Franklin Graham, Robert Jeffers, Samuel Rodriguez, Kathy Lee, your good friend, you know, are all coming out to unite their voices in prayer for the nation of Israel, right?
Absolutely. I think that as I looked and saw the demonstrations on the streets of the world against Israel, I realized how important it was for some of the fathers and mothers, some of the key leaders of our faith, of the body of Christ, to come together at the season, representing the diversity of the body, understanding again, we're not going to solve a problem that is primarily spiritual with political solutions. Therefore, we have to pray. Mm-hmm. And there is not only a war on the ground, but there is a war for truth. There is a battle for the narrative of what's really happening. And so, therefore, it is important for leaders of faith, of the faith, to come together and share their heart and pray at this moment for Israel, but also for the innocent Palestinians as well. We care for them. We have Arab believers as part of this program and special as well.
And for the body of Christ, they would be encouraged to understand, just as you said, Rabbi, is that, you know, we're not hearing about it in the mainstream news. I mean, you know, we're not going to hear, because the mainstream news doesn't care about God. They have little concern about God. All they're thinking about the things that are humanistic, the things of this world. You know, it takes people of faith. Time and again, whenever, you know, there is a deliverance that takes place, yes, it is by God's almighty hand, but he uses the faithful to administrate the deliverance, doesn't he?
100%. In fact, we're coming into the season in a few weeks of Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, which is mentioned in John chapter 10. Jesus celebrates the Festival of Lights, which is when God used some godly Israelites, Jewish people, to deliver them from the oppression of a pagan nation who wanted to wipe out the faith of the Bible. And I think we're living in very similar days. This isn't just an attack on Israel. What we're seeing going on the streets, what we're seeing going on in the media, is an attack on Judeo-Christian values. It's an attack on Scripture. It's a rewriting of history. And anything that is Jewish and Christian wants to be made to be negative or bad or outdated. And that's why I think it's so important that we stand for the truth and what God says his heart is.
And as far as the heart of the faithful, Rabbi, I can't help but, you know, have some attachment with what Jesus said on the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And this is, as you mentioned earlier at the onset, that prayer not only for the faithful, but for the unfaithful. You know, that God's mercy would be extended, that they would be exposed to the light, because we were once lost before we were found, right?
100%. And ultimately, we know that the ultimate lasting solution to what is going on in the Middle East is the Prince of Peace, Yeshua, Jesus. And so part of the prayer is that there would be an awakening, that members of Hamas would come to faith in Jesus, that members, you know, the Jewish community would come to know Yeshua as their Messiah. So, I mean, that's a part of what we're believing and praying for in all of this.
Well, we want to, you know, God's kingdom to come and his will to be done. I mean, here it is. There's so many questions that are, you know, going through the minds of political leaders and others there regarding the Gaza. I mean, this is God's land. He was the one that designated it for Israel. And so when you get politicians involved and interfering with God's intent, that's problematic, because we've seen historically, particularly in the United States, when the United States interferes with God's foreign policy and his precious land, I find it quite interesting that within 48 hours, America experiences a natural disaster. You would think by now, with that historical evidence, that our leaders and politicians would realize that they're on hallowed ground and they better be careful.
You know, the scriptures are very clear in Genesis chapter 12, many other chapters in the Bible. God says he makes a covenant with Abraham. Part of that covenant is the promise of the land. He says, I will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. And in you all the nations of the world will be blessed. What's interesting is that the president of Moody Bible Institute, every time there was a new president, would send a letter to the new president of the United States saying, listen, if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. But if we turn from our support of Israel, we'll suffer as a nation. We have to remember that.
Amen. Rabbi Jason Sobel has been with us, New York Times bestselling author, founder of Fusion Global. Rabbi, we join with you. We stand with Israel, and we agree. We'll be in agreement in prayer with you and all those tonight at 9 o'clock on TBN as the faith leaders from across the globe come together to agree and stand with Israel. Godspeed.
Home Take care. Sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Senator John Breaux continues with us from Louisiana. He's a Democrat, and we were just talking about the parties coming together and where we are. And John, so I was going to tell you that this is a little bit like when somebody's drowning. And I grew up on the West Coast, and I was in the water a lot and there on the beaches, and I observed lifeguards when somebody was drowning. I noticed the lifeguards were very casual about getting in the water. They took their time. And so one time I asked him, I said, how come you're not hustling there? Why do you wait? He said, oh, well, you don't understand. You got to let these people fight their, fight it out. And, they just get to the end of themselves, and then it's easier. They're, easier to bring to water and save them. Otherwise, if I go out there, they've got too much fight in them, then we both drown. And I think that maybe there's some application here when you consider where the country is right now. There's a lot of fight in both sides or, with all different aspects of our government right now. And I keep thinking, okay, maybe they're just going to get arm weary. They've rope-a-dope themselves enough to where they get tired enough where they say, hey, look at, let's, can we talk? kind of like when you were serving our country and you really had a spirit of bipartisanship. Yes, you had the moments where, things seemed to be, seemingly impossible. But at the end of the day, you were able to come together and appreciate compromise. Nobody got 100%. But people were well served in the long run here. But it seems that what's happened in the recent era, we've gotten, we've lost sight of the spirit of America and being united.
Well, the lifeguards today, using your analogy, Bill, is really the voters. Mm-hmm. Every single member of the House of Representatives got there because they were elected to go to Congress by their constituents. And the same is true for the U.S. Senate, except for narrow circumstances where there's a temporary appointment. But they've all been elected. So the lifeguard in a dysfunctional situation in Congress really has to be the American people who get so fed up with the log jams and inability to solve problems, they send different people to the Congress who are committed to making government work. So there's an answer to these problems, and it has to be an enlightened public who wants to have people in Washington that can work together and make the government work for everybody.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that government has to be held accountable. When we have situations, Senator, and I think you would agree with this, when things are being manipulated in a way to where you see, I mean, to me, I look at the way sometimes the budget is spent, and it's more in the interest of buying votes than it is solving problems. I mean, you know, a classic case would be, not the full draining, but a 50% impact on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which was supposed to be for emergency reasons only. Well, the president authorized tapping into it going into a midterm election. I mean, where's the foul? Where's the penalty flag, you know, on this? To say, wait a minute,
so many pieces of legislation actually by members are targeted not just to the ultimate end good, but also to how they're going to use that vote or that program to get reelected. I mean,
right.
That's one of the challenges of a democracy. Right? Every vote you take is subject to affecting your election and reelection. And some people, unfortunately, are more committed to getting reelected than they are doing something that's right.
And well, that's what they're told, aren't they? Yeah, I've been told by congressmen, you know, when they go in for orientation, that's one of the first things that they're told. They say, you know, your most important job is getting reelected. You know, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought I was here to serve my constituents. No, well, get reelected.
That's why when they get elected in November, they start raising money for the next election in December. It's a continuous cycle, particularly in the House, which has to run every 24 months. And so too many people are too focused on the next election and not on the next generation.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say I made you king. You know, you're going to be king. How do you straighten this thing out and get this country back on track?
Oh, boy, that's a great challenge. I wouldn't want to be king. They tried to make George
Washington. George Washington didn't want to be king either for all the right reasons.
They wanted to make George Washington king, and he said, no, thank you. I believe in a democracy and in a government, so being king is something that I think doesn't work very well. I mean, you've seen dictators around the world that have not done very well, and they shouldn't. But I think the best thing we can do is to have elected officials that recognize that in a democracy, nobody gets everything they want, and it's just a balance of interest. And like I said, take the best ideas from both parties, try to blend them together, and come up with a solution to make government work better for everybody.
Well, that really puts the onus, and like you said, you wouldn't want to be king. I don't blame you. I don't think that's really the best way to go. Although that kind of idea of a king has lingered, you know, even back to the early days, because you know, the early patriots at the time, they were a bit divided, you know, because having a king was what they were used to, right? And, you know, to come up with this whole new concept and this idea that had never been, nobody ever tried it before. It seemed to make sense, you know, and you could argue the case for it, but it wasn't with this sense of, you know, high level of confidence. There was some trepidation as we entered into this great American experiment, right?
Well, that's how they became a country, getting rid of King George in England, mm-hmm. telling us what to do, when to do it, how to do it, unilaterally by himself. And we had no voice and no ability to make any changes to what he said. And so mm-hmm. now we have that ability. Now, if we don't like what your congressman or senator is doing, vote him out of office, because
right.
that's what democracy is all about.
Well, you could, you know, one of the things that might encourage you to do that, and I say this to our audience, Senator, that read the Declaration of Independence, you know, and you compare the Declaration of Independence, what our founding fathers and what the early patriots of this great American idea had to say about the king. And you see the application that it has today, and maybe that will, you know, get you off your bottoms and get involved here, because this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which really implies, if not specifically commands, that you get involved, right? This is an activated type form of government. This is not a laissez-faire type of government.
Well, I used to say that. I mean, if you don't like the way things are going, get involved. Just don't sit back and complain. Mm-hmm. Go out and support a candidate that you do agree with, that you feel can make government work better instead of just create stalemates. And I always remind people, look, all these people in Washington got here because a majority of the people voted to send them there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They didn't run a siege on Washington. They were elected and sent to Washington by a majority of the people in the area they represent. So if you don't like whoever's there now, get rid of them. How do you get rid of them? Get active.
Exactly. And get out there and vote. You know, I almost say that if you're not voting, you're not registering to vote, and you're not voting, then quit complaining. You know, you've got
exactly
it, right?
I mean, you lose your right to complain if you don't participate.
Right, exactly. Well, Senator, I mean, you served this great country, and you know, and thank you for how you served. You know, from 1987 to 2005, a life dedicated to service to our country. And you know, we've got about 3 minutes left. You know, tell us some stories. I mean, some of the highlights of, you know, what it's like to, you know, to be a senator, you know, because many of us will never, you know, be blessed and have that opportunity. And what a privilege to serve the people and not only serve. I mean, you mentioned some people that you work closely with. You get a chance to meet some really neat people along the way, too, right?
Yeah, actually, I got to Congress in 1972 when I was only 28 years of old.
That's right. I'm sorry.
I'm just an old guy. I started a long time ago when I was very young. But
right.
Some of the greatest memories are really the informal things that you do, not so much voting on the Senate floor or the House floor, but really the meetings that you had up in the White House with people that you enjoyed working with. I enjoyed working with Bill Clinton. He was a personal friend. I thought Ronald Reagan was a tremendous communicator, a great joke teller in private. George Bush, 41 and 43, he used to play tennis with 41 a lot. He was a very respected, honest, decent person who, you know, I got something hanging on my wall right now wishing me happy birthday in a very formal letter, and he wrote on the bottom, "Happy birthday, you old goat." It shows you the kind of person he was and the type of friendship that we have.
That's right. When I mentioned the dates, 1987, 2000, that was when you were in the Senate, but you were in Congress before then, from 72 to 87, and decided you would move on up into the Senate and serve the people of Louisiana as a senator. So a great time. So again, you know, some great people in, you know, opportunities. You know, if you had to tell people about, you know, a highlight, what would you say in terms of maybe the top two or three highlights of your career?
Oh, we had a lot of things that add up. There's no real, I did a lot of legislation on wetlands and environment. Active in health care, Bill. I was one of the authors of Medicare Part D, which provides prescription drugs for seniors,
right,
which I thought was a very important accomplishment that now...
Yeah, I'll say thank you very much for Part D. I appreciate that. I'm using
it. Works well, and people thought it wasn't going to work very well, but seniors were smarter than a lot of members of Congress gave them credit for and used the program very well and helps people stay out of hospitals and allows them to live longer and happier lives. So those are some of the highlights.
Well, again, I cannot thank you enough for your service to our country, and remind everybody regarding this amicus brief that you have presented, where they might go for more information.
Well, we have a website, and they can just go to the Faith Coalition website and SAFE. And look it up and contact us to get additional information. December the 5th, Supreme Court's going to hear the case. And hopefully by the spring of next year, we'll have a final decision declaring this proposal concept unconstitutional, as it should be.
Amen. I'm with you on that. Former Senator John Breaux has been with us. Thank you, John.
Life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place.